Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood tonight for your listening pleasure with Susan Miller and the music of Matty Malnick. Hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
All right, Costello, all right, all right.
All right, what have you got under your arm?
Pardon, Abbott, what'd you say?
I said, what have you got under your arm?
The Los Angeles telephone directory. I'm reading it.
You're reading a telephone book?
Yes, and it's better than Forever Amber. I'm up to the scorches already.
Look, Costello, the telephone book is nothing like Forever Amber.
Oh, it is if you call Sadie Tort, Sunset 2121.
I'm telling you, you have 2 ounces of brain.
Not me, Abbott. I'm overweight now. I want to ask you a question. I'm the proud father of 2 baby rabbits. Do I pass out cigars or carrots?
You know, my brother Pat was going to help me, but he's sick in bed.
Well, your mother will take care of him.
Yes, she says she's going to watch over him like a mother bird watches over a little bird.
That's nice.
But he don't like it.
Why?
He's getting awful sick of eating nothing but worms.
Costello, how can you be such an idiot?
I watch the company I keep.
Oh, you've got the sniffles, eh?
Yep.
What are you sneezing from?
My nose.
Where do you think I sneeze from?
You're from your right cue?
No. I mean, you've got a cold.
A cold what?
Oh, nose run.
No, it's not the athletic type.
Will you listen to me?
Laugh out loud, lady. It's okay. Don't hold it in.
Now, listen, please. The cold is caused from lowered resistance brought about by lack of sleep.
Why?
You ought to go to bed with a chicken.
Oh, nothing doing. My Uncle Mike tried that.
Then what happened?
He fell off the roof. Well, Abbott, I got to leave you now. I hear that USC is going to go to the Rose Bowl in June, and I want to get my ticket.
Oh, wait a minute, you dummy. What is USC going to do in the Rose Bowl this June?
Yeah, I beg your pardon, what did you say?
What is the USC going to do in the Rose Bowl this June?
What they should have done New Year's Day. Pick roses.
No. Oh,
before the boys get rolling into high gear, here's a fellow with a special message for you. Things can become extremely complicated. For instance, just about a year ago, during the telephone strike, a commuter in New York City wanted to tell his wife he wouldn't be home that night. So he called his aunt in Ireland, who in turn phoned his wife in America. That was a complicated $30 way of making a 20-cent call. But there's nothing complicated in the way you can enjoy an outstanding Wednesday night's entertainment. Just keep your dial set to ABC all evening long. Later tonight, you'll hear the great Bing Crosby Show, guest starring Fred Astaire. And highlighting the program will be a wonderful medley of hit songs from old Astaire pictures. Immediately following Bing comes another musical treat. The Sparkling Star Theater, featuring singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight, and Victor Young's orchestra. Remember, Bing Crosby, Star Theater, and David and Costello. They're three of the star-studded programs in ABC's great Wednesday night lineup. Now back to ABC's David and Costello Show.
Costello, come over here. What's the idea of skipping around the studio?
Doctor's orders, Abbott.
The doctor told you to skip?
Yes, he gave me this bottle of pills. See what it says here? Take these pills one day and skip the next. This is my skipping day. Here we go around the mountain, we go, the mountain, we go.
All right, Costello, Costello, please. I don't know what to do with you. Suppose I could be taken one day. What would become of you?
I'd stay here. The question is, what would become of you?
Come over here, Costello.
You don't look so good. Stick out your tongue.
What for? I ain't mad at you.
No. Come on. Let's see your tongue. Ah, you've got a coat on your tongue.
Look a little further down. Maybe you can see the pants and vest.
Come on, stick out your tongue. Father. Go on. Stick it away, Al. Stick it out, Father. Father!
What do you want me to do, lay it on the floor?
My, this is peculiar. The bottom of your tongue is flat.
Yeah, but you're not looking at the bottom of my tongue. That's the top of my sock.
Well, don't stand there with your tongue hanging out. Put it back in your mouth.
Okay.
All right. Now let me feel your pulse. Now let me put my hand on your brow.
Should I put my hand on your shoulder, Abbott?
What for?
Let's stand.
All right. The trouble with you, Costello, you don't get enough fresh air. Why don't you get out and work in your garden like other people? Plant some seeds.
Oh, that seed stuff is a fake, Abbott.
What do you mean it's a fake?
Last spring, I planted 2 pounds of bird seed. Not a single bird come up.
Not even a little canary.
Costello, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you today? Do you know what you've been saying?
No, I wasn't listening.
Somebody turn me around. Please turn me around. You've got to turn me around.
Who are you?
Fortune. I want to face life.
That's Abbott's nephew, folks. If there is a kid in the audience with a hot rod that needs a bumper, I will gladly donate his head.
Darling, come here. I've been telling Costello he doesn't look so good today. How does he look to you?
Well, you know, Uncle Bud, he never looks so good to me.
I'm in great physical shape. I'll fight any guy twice my size, and I can lick any guy twice my size.
What makes you so sure?
I mean, a guy living that's twice my size. Where are you going to find a man 10 feet tall and 8 feet wide?
Well, just the same, Costello, I think you've got spring fever, and I've got just the thing for you. Here, have a drink of this Indian tonic.
Thank you, Norman. Norman, what kind of tonic is that?
Well, it's made by the Hoppy Indian.
One of the Indians is still hopping in it.
Well, I've got to go down now and see my doctor, Vincent Ferrello. You know, he's my dentist. He's making me some glasses for my mouth.
You wear spectacles on your mouth?
Yes, I've got cross-eyed teeth.
Well, yes. It's no use, Costello. You can't get the best of Norman. He's a very brilliant boy. He went through USC and got a PhD. He went to UCLA and got a DDS.
And if he don't stop bothering me, he'll be going through L.A. looking for a J.O.B.
Well, never mind him. Never mind him. Where did you get that black guy?
Well, a guy got tough with me and insulted me and wanted to fight outside of Firo's.
He insulted you and wanted to fight on the street outside of Firo's?
Yes.
What did you do?
I said, step inside and say that.
That would be an anomaly. Costello, an idiot. An idiot has more brains than you.
Had a quick rear bragging.
Costello, I'm right. You're not feeling well. You've got the sniffles. Now, why don't you do what my wife Betty does when she's under the weather? She puts her feet in a hot mustard bath.
It must take plenty of mustard to cover her dog.
I heard that remark, Costello.
Get the nets out, folks. The barracudas are running again.
Just a minute, Costello. How dare you compare my wife to a barracuda?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Abbott. My mistake.
Well, that's better.
A barracuda's got teeth.
What an insult. I've got teeth.
Yes, but a barracuda keeps its teeth in water.
So what? I keep my teeth. Now, you stop that, Costello.
How dare you, Costello? Everybody considers my Betty to be a beautiful woman.
That's right, buddy. Only yesterday, someone said I had a shape like a schoolgirl.
You heard that wrong. You've got a shape like a school girl.
Why, my Betty is a picture of health. She works all day in the garden. Notice her complexion.
Yes, just look what the garden has done for my face.
My, the grass is coming up early this year, isn't it?
You want, Costello, but I love nature.
After what nature did to you, that's gratitude.
Never mind him, Betty. Darling, To me, you're a regular gold mine.
Oh, really, buddy? Am I your little California gold mine?
You even look like a California gold mine.
I do?
Yes, ma'am. Your veins look like they've all worked out. There's nothing left in your pan, and you're 100 years old last month.
Get it, buddy. Let me at that fat monster. I'll take his junior G-man badge away from him. And let his rapper through.
Now, Betty, you'll have to excuse Costello. He's not himself today.
Well, if he isn't himself today, he's better off whoever he is. However, if you're not feeling good, Costello, just take a couple of these pills. Now, here.
These are nice pills. They look like mothball. Oh, go ahead and swallow them. They even taste like mothball. What are they?
Mothball!
How do you like that, Abbott? She gave me more balls than I swallowed them. Now, what am I going to do?
Why don't you get yourself a job breathing on fur coats?
Now, you can't get away with this, Mrs. Abbott, feeding me more balls. I'll have you in jail. I've got plenty of drag in this town, plenty of pull.
With what you have to drag around, you need plenty of pull.
Oh, Betty, you told him that time. You're positively intoxicating.
Oh, now, no, buddy. You're the one that's intoxicating.
But I insist to you, you're intoxicating.
Oh, no, dear. You're intoxicating.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from a couple of fugitives from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, goodbye again.
Well, you did it again. Always insulting my wife. Why, she was a famous model, Lou. For 5 years, she stood alone in her field.
Well, that's a perfect place for the old scarecrow.
Hello, boy.
Well, look who's here. It's Susan Miller.
Hiya, Susan. Slip me some skin.
You certainly need some. The way you're stretching yours all out of shape.
Costello, Susan prefers me to you. Well, that's all I'm reminded. When I take a girl to my arms and give her a big kiss, her eyelids flutter and she faints.
Yeah, but you better stop eating that garlic.
Costello, if you want to get anywhere with a girl, you've got to have drive. You've got to have mental drive. You've got to have physical drive.
If I want to get anywhere with a girl, I got to have Mulholland drive.
Costello, you
That's
know how to handle women.
That's a lonely road in a canyon.
Even so, you don't know how to handle women.
Is that so? Well, I want to tell you one thing, Abbott. I may not, but I'll tell you one thing about my Uncle Mike and my Uncle Jim Kelly. There's another guy in Brooklyn or Long Island. He knows how to handle them. He shot his first wife deader than a mackerel. He shot his second wife deader than a mackerel. And he shot his third wife deader than a mackerel.
Why did he do that?
I guess he just didn't like mackerel. How about you and I stepping out tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I have a date with Van Johnson. He's so cute. I just love his freckles.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Van Johnson hasn't got freckles. Those are moles from the back of his neck that crawl around on his nose so they can lay in the sun.
Oh, so long, Fatso.
Costello, what's gotten into you? I know you're sick by the way you're talking to the people tonight. It's all caused by the ragged condition of your nerves. What you need are more vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yes. For instance, B1.
B1 what?
Just B1.
Just B1?
Yes.
Are you one?
No.
Then why should I be one? If it isn't good enough for you, it ain't good enough for me. Why do you always want to push me into things by myself?
I'm not pushing you into anything. I'm trying to tell you about something that's good for your nerves.
What is it?
B1.
But I don't want to be one.
I don't want you to be one.
No?
No. When I say B1, I don't mean B1. I mean B1.
Oh, when you say B1, you don't mean B1. You just mean B1.
That's right.
That's right. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Do you know anything about vitamins and calories?
Vitamins and calories? I know them both. Paul Vitamin and Cab Calories.
No. I'm talking about vitamins that contain thiamine. Have you ever heard of thiamine?
Have I ever heard of who?
You know Fineman. Simple Fineman? No. I don't mean that. I've got Fineman right here in this little bottle.
Well, let him out before he chokes to death.
Costello, for the last time. Last time I'm going to tell you what vitamins are. Vitamins are pills. A is the sunshine vitamin. B is the is for energy. Vitamins start with A and go to H.
That's all right with me. Let him go where he wants.
Not for this. I'm taking you to a doctor for a physical checkup.
Well, they deserve a breather after that one, so let's take a minute right about now to listen to this. While Bud and Lou run over to the doctor so Lou can get a checkup, let me check up on some more swell programs you can enjoy this evening. Tonight at 10 in the East, at 9 elsewhere, Fred Astaire, the great dancer of stage and screen, will guest star on the Bing Crosby Show. And Fred and Bing will be joined by lovely Peggy Lee, as all three sing a wonderful medley of old hit tunes. You'll hear Top Hat, Nice Work If You Can Get It, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and many others, plus a few of today's favorites. Now there's a program everyone will enjoy. And following Bing, stay tuned for singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight and Victor Young's orchestra on the Star Theater. Don't miss these outstanding musical shows tonight. And remember, for a full evening of the best in entertainment every Wednesday night, stay with your favorite ABC station. Now back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show. Miller with Matty Malnick's orchestra singing that he's lucky in love.
Lucky in love, lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Good gracious, you skies are blue, but bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I won't mind that at all for a free, if my kingdom hearts only taste any sweet. Lucky in love, if you take me, that will make me whole. So lucky in love. I won't mind that at poker I'm green, if my king of hearts only takes me his queen. I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that will make me oh so lucky. Lucky,
oh, so lucky in love. All right, Costello, follow me in here. I'm taking you to Dr. Bull Finch, the famous psychiatrist.
Abbott, there's nothing wrong with me. Please leave me. I don't need to see any psychiatrist.
Oh, no. You've been acting very strangely. Nervous, fighting with people. You wouldn't take your vitamins, and today you had your lunch in the bathtub.
I always have my lunch in the bathtub.
Well, don't you think that's crazy?
No, I can take my bath and wash the dishes at the same time.
And another thing, you haven't taken off your hat in 3 days. You even go to bed with your hat on. Why don't you take it off?
What, and let my pigeon fly away?
Oh, shut up. You're going to see the doctor right now.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the rest home of Doctors Bullfinch, 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 and Bullfinch.
Well, I brought Costello here to see Dr. Bullfinch.
I'm sorry, he's in surgery.
How about Dr. Bullfinch?
He's in Paris.
Well, how about Dr. Bullfinch?
This is his day off.
How about Dr. Bullfinch?
Speaking. Come right in, Mr. Abbott. I've been expecting you. So, this is your little friend, Lou Costello, eh?
Yes, Doctor.
You were perfectly right in your description of him. He does look a little, shall we say...
Yes.
I'm not as sick as...
Ah, but no matter. After all, many a simple man has gone places.
How soon are you leaving?
Costello, take it easy. Place yourself in the doctor's hand.
That's right, Costello. Now, sit right down here and answer a few questions. Now, how old are you, my boy?
28. Now, wait a minute, Costello. You're 38. Why do you tell people you're only 28? That's 10 years different.
Well, the stork argued for 10 years with my parents before they would accept me.
Come, Costello. What was the most important event in your childhood?
When I was 3 years old and I ran away from home to join the Navy.
3 years old? How could you join the Navy?
I lied about my age.
You see, Doctor, he's been talking that way all day.
That's right, Abbott. There's only one thing to do, Costello. I am going to psychoanalyze you.
You wouldn't dare. You touch me, I'll call my mother. Abbott, get me out of here.
Dear Costello, Dr. Bullfinch won't hurt you.
Of course not. I just want to probe into your subconscious mind. For instance, have you had any dreams lately?
Yes. Last night I dreamed I wanted a salami sandwich.
Fine, fine. Salami's imported. That suggests you wanted to make a trip. Isn't that what you wanted?
No, I wanted a salami sandwich.
But didn't you try to analyze your dreams? Didn't you go beyond the first phase?
Yes, I got up and ate the salami.
No. And that was all? You slept peacefully after that?
Not exactly.
I knew it, I knew it. You were subconsciously disturbed. You wanted to take that trip. Now, did the dream repeat itself?
No, but the salami did. Oh.
Please, let's forget the salami. I'm sorry I brought it up.
You had one too?
I think you better try something else.
A good idea, Abbott. Costello, let's try word association. Now, I'll mention a word, and you tell me a word that's closely related to it. For instance, the word flower. What does that make you think of?
Poppy.
Good, good. Poppy's a flower. Now, what does poppy make you think of?
Mommy.
Wait a minute. Mommy? That's funny. I don't think of mommy.
You should. Your mommy thinks of you.
Costello, will you pay attention to the doctor?
Yes, let's start over again. The word flower. What do you think of?
Dead.
That's perfect. Flowers grow in beds. The next word is river.
Dead.
Good. River bed. The next word is icebox.
Dead.
Bed. Costello, how can icebox make you think of bed?
I'm tired.
All right. Let's take the word tired. What does that suggest?
Sleep.
Sleep. That's right. Now we're getting places. What does sleep suggest?
Delicatessen.
How in heaven's name could sleep suggest delicatessen?
Because I might have another dream tonight, and I'm all out of salami.
This man is impossible, Mr. Abbott. I suggest that you take him to my rest home immediately.
Well, here we are. Dr. Bullfinch's rest home and hospital.
It's a lovely, quiet-looking place. I was in the hospital last night.
What happened?
Well, yesterday afternoon, my Aunt Alma had triplets. When I walked in the hospital, there was my Uncle Jim, Telly. He was sitting up on the bed in a pink bed jacket, holding one of the kids in each arm.
Your Uncle Jim had a kid in each
arm?
Yeah. Where was your Aunt Alma?
Well, she had to go to work. You see, she's a conductor on a Sunset bus.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute, Costello. Let's understand this thing clearly. You said your Aunt Alma had triplets.
Yeah.
And your Uncle Jim was only holding two of them?
Yeah.
Where was the other baby?
Well, Aunt Alma took one of them to work with her.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What would a little baby be doing on a Sunset bus?
Who do you think was punching a transfer?
Costello, after that joke, you really need a rest. Come on, we're going in.
Good evening, boys. We've been expecting you.
Oh, hello, Lucy. Let's not waste any time. Come on, start soothing my nerves.
Costello, you must talk in a whisper. This is a rest home.
Yes, Costello. We've got to be quiet. Very quiet.
Okay.
This is a rest home.
Okay. I'll remember that. Look, Dorothy. Have you got a quiet room?
Yes.
Are you sure it's quiet?
Yes. It's been there for 10 years and it's never made a sound.
That was a nice, quiet joke, too, wasn't it?
Please, please, Mr. Costello, you must observe absolute quiet.
Yes.
Silence.
Yes.
Understand? Silence.
Okay, okay.
Now, here you go. Follow me, and I'll announce you. Mr. Costello's here!
Mr. Costello's here!
Mr. Costello's here!
Mr. Costello's here!
Wait a minute!
Will you hold it?
Stop the noise! Lucy, I thought you said this was a rest home.
It's recess!
Costello is here because of his nerves. He came for a rest.
Good. The doctor in charge of rest patients is Dr. Flynn. But he isn't here.
Where is he?
He probably went away for a rest.
Will you pardon me a moment, gentlemen, while I answer the phone?
But the phone didn't ring.
How could it? We haven't got the phone. Costello, I'll put you over to my assistant. Dr. Maney.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I am Dr. Maney, M.E.
M.E., what's that?
Me. Oh, greetings to you.
And nuts to you.
Pay attention to the doctor.
Pardon me, Dr. Maney. Do you mind if I cut in?
Abbott, he's got a knife in his hand.
Ah, that's the trouble with you, Costello. Fear. Step out into the hall, Abbott. I must be alone with the patient. Now, Costello, you're nervous, but I'll take care of that. What you need is rest. Plenty of rest and quiet. Relax, rest up.
But look, Doctor.
I used to be nervous, always on edge. Nerves shot, but no more. Rest. Plenty of rest. That'll fix you up in no time.
But listen, Doctor.
Calm down. It's all in the mind. Have a good time. Relax. Sleep. Plenty of sleep. That's what you need. Sleep.
Take it easy, Doctor. You'll be all right. When are you going to examine me,
Waste
Doctor?
Waste of time. Go and get some rest. Go ahead, hurry! Plenty of rest and quiet!
Well, Costello, what does the doctor say?
Rest, plenty of rest, quiet, relax, sleep, yes, plenty of rest!
Get him out of here!
Stick around. The boys aren't quite through with you yet. They'll be back after a final thought on this subject.
Friends, after this Abbott and Costello show runs its course, having set the groundwork for more laughter, stay tuned for radio's funniest quiz program, the Groucho Marx Show. And following on the heels of sure-witted ad-lib artist Groucho comes the most famous singer of them all, Bing Crosby. On Bing's great show tonight, the Groner and his special guests, Fred Astaire and Peggy Lee, will help you recall memories with a number of favorite songs associated with Astaire. Remember Cheek to Cheek and Jeepers Creepers and Fine Romance? They're three of the tunes you'll hear. Then after Bing, enjoy more lilting melody on the Star Theater, featuring singers Gordon McRae and Evelyn Knight and Victor Young's orchestra. Next week, tune in early, listen late, for the complete lineup of hit programs heard Wednesday nights over most ABC stations. Lionel Barrymore in Mayor of the Town, Vox Pop, Abbott and Costello, Groucho Marx, Bing Crosby, and the Star Theater. Now back for a final word from ABC's Abbott and Costello show.
Costello with the final word.
Folks, the contest we are running on our Saturday morning Abbott and Costello Kids Show now has a jackpot of over $29,000.
Get into this contest, folks. We believe it is the biggest contest ever and for the greatest cause.
The purpose is to combat juvenile delinquency.
And by entering, you can win a $5,000 mink coat, a $5,000 airplane, a $3,000 trailer, a live baby lesson, thousands of dollars worth of diamonds, and loads of other big prizes, totaling over $29,000.
Listen Saturday morning over most of these stations. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Listen each Wednesday night at this time for another great Abbott and Costello show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Charles Vanda and featuring Susan Miller and Matty Malnick's orchestra. This is Michael Roy saying goodbye until this same time next Wednesday. Be sure to stay tuned for the outstanding entertainment which follows throughout the evening on this ABC station.
American Broadcasting Company.